From the News Center, a News Focus.
Lawmakers and anti-poverty advocates are speaking out, saying low-income Pennsylvania families need help in the form of a state earned income tax credit. Pennsylvania and New Hampshire are the only states in the Northeast that don't have a state earned income tax credit to piggyback off of the federal EITC, which has helped lift millions out of poverty. State Senator Art Haywood says it would put an extra $500 to $700 a year in people's pockets and boost the economy at the same time.
Home care workers, food service workers, grocery store workers, and others will use this money for food, for rent, for automobiles, for utilities. This tax credit is money that will go straight into our local businesses that are also suffering.
A new policy paper from the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center says that the tax credit would cost the state between $400 and $600 million a year. Opponents note that the state currently has a multi-billion dollar shortfall. State Representative Sarah Inamorato says the money could be raised via a fair share proposal that would raise taxes on wealthy people and corporations.
This crisis is an opportunity to modernize our state tax system that has historically served the rich. We as state lawmakers can design a tax code that bolsters our local economies and curbs skyrocketing inequality.
More than 2 million people in the Keystone State have filed for unemployment in the wake of the pandemic. Diana Polson with the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center says this kind of direct aid to low-income families can make a huge difference.
Having this income can be the difference between affording a car payment, which allows you to continue working and going to the grocery store, or putting a security deposit on an apartment.
Studies have shown that kids whose families receive the federal earned income tax credit are healthier, have better outcomes in school, and higher rates of high school graduation and college attendance. I'm Suzanne Potter.